Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
90%.
Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And appreciate you tuning in. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and our website, thefinancialguys.com, for any of your specific financial information, or if you just want to shoot us a question or a topic. Glenn, election fraud, economy, COVID, I don't even know where you want to start. You know, in Erie County, they have now, he's got a coded now, Andrew Cuomo, from, you know, orange and yellow and red, and it's amazing because he wrote a book which is all about him beating the COVID in New York, but now it's spiking again, which I really don't understand, because I talked about this on the radio on Saturday. Where I live, most of the restaurants are actually closed. They're actually gone. So there's nothing left to sort of, quote, spread COVID. They've closed in Buffalo. You can't go to a Bills game. Can't go to a concert. Can't go to a hockey game. You can't go out to a restaurant anymore. You can, as long as you eat something and there's not more than four people and you wear a mask to get from A to B. And if you want to get up and use the restroom, you've also got to, like, you know, make sure you got a face shield on. So I really don't understand what could possibly be spiking the cases now in Erie County. Beat it, number one. Number two, we've all been on lockdown. I don't understand it.
Well, he wrote the book, Mike. He had the whole solution. He was pounding his chest and bragging how great he was.
Yeah.
And look, here we are, Erie County now, 7-8% and spiking. And of course, the way he talks, he blames the municipalities. Like, you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
You people.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
You're now going to be punished. You people didn't follow. Meanwhile, his brother's out getting haircuts. He's out in the streets.
Yeah.
Schumer's out there with a bullhorn celebrating the supposed Biden win, which I'm still not convinced that it's over, but we'll see what happens there. But the fact of the matter is that he has the worst track record in the country.
By far.
When it comes to COVID, by far, right? And yet, here we are, and he's talking about doing more of the same failed policies.
That's right.
That's
what they do, right? We all know.
Maybe try Florida.
That's a track record. Yeah, maybe try Florida. By the way, Florida fatalities are down. Daily fatalities. Yeah. I was talking to Kelsey before we started here, and it's funny because this is out of the Tallahassee. So, the paper's down in Florida, same dirtbag liberals, right? Just less of the dirtbag liberals down in Florida. But Tallahassee report. So front page, it says November 16th, tracking Florida COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations and fatalities. So there's this big chart on the case count is up, right? Testing more. We know that, right? And then daily new corona cases, again, 7-day trend line. It's up. Oh, my God, it's up. Yeah. It's up. It's up. But, the last part of this, which to me is the most important part, it says deaths, daily fatalities, 7-day average, the trend line is actually down. Wait a minute. Wouldn't we start with that? Wouldn't we say?
Yes.
And by the way,
down. Well, you'll see that switch shortly.
If
Biden actually does end up in the Oval Office, you watch how they change these headlines.
Oh, yeah.
We should grab that headline right now, and then 3 months from now, show the side-by-side.
Oh, yeah, January
where the headline 20th. Will be exactly that, Mike. It'll be, look at the declining, trend line.
Definitely.
And sadly, we've dumbed down America to a point where there are people out there that think because Biden was supposedly elected that suddenly we got these vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
They think that.
That's right.
They really think
that. No, that's right.
As if it wasn't Operation Warp Speed and the push from, the President Trump and the unleashing of American innovation and, lowering the regulations to get that stuff done. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No.
Unreal.
And if you look at daily fatalities, by the way, in Florida as an example, in August, we were at around 200 and something. As of last week, we were at 41 for the day, 25 one day. Now, we all probably know, and I've been saying this for a long time, beating the drum, that probably only about 6% of them are actually COVID cases, right? So actually COVID deaths. Out of the 41 deaths in Florida, many of them died of other things, but just happened to have COVID down. Even in Erie County, by the way, I mean, if you look at Erie County, we had 175 people in the hospital last week. Now, that's literally 0.019% of the population. Now, 50% of it, this is Poloncar saying this, he came out and said, 50% of these are younger people. They're getting together and partying. And okay, well, that's, they have 100%, basically 100% cure rate, right?
Yeah.
So now, if that's the case, if 50% of the 0.019% of the population in the hospital is younger people, and they've pretty much got a 99.9% of survival, I think it's time to go back to normal. But again, this, we can't do that. It can't do that until the Democrats have everything, until it's January 20th. And they absolutely make sure. They're holding on to this, by the way, just in case Trump was to pull these victories out, right? If all of a sudden voter fraud flipped it, they can go right back to saying, oh, shame on us. And even Dirtbag Andrew is holding out. He's holding New York hostage. I mean, Operation Warp Speed was unbelievable. Unbelievable in putting together and working with companies like Pfizer and Moderna to now have a vaccine that's 90-something percent powerful or whatever. I don't know, 94% curable, I guess you'd say, right? Those are awesome statistics. I remember Fauci saying, well, if we could get to 40 or 50%, we would be in really great shape. So
he's talking about still using masks.
Yeah.
He came out yesterday and said, well, even with the vaccine and being 95% effective, we're still going to have to wear
masks. At what point?
This guy is a lunatic.
Yeah,
he needs to be checked into a mental hospital.
There's no doubt about that.
There's something wrong with him.
At that point,
he did two interviews, and one was like, we're going into a dark one. The other was like, hey, we're almost around the corner. It's like he's like the Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
It was like two completely different people.
I continue to say that if there's one thing that the Trump administration really failed at, it was the messaging of COVID.
He should have been fired
immediately. Should have been fired immediately. And what you do is you say nothing against him, but I want to bring in frontline COVID doctors. You bring in the Dr. Ericksons, the folks that were actually there. It's like, we've all know the economic professor that never ran a business but thinks they know. And, they're analyzing the cost of a widget when you really have to figure out what if Mary Beth and Sally actually don't show up for work, right? that's not in the textbook. And Dr. Fauci doesn't know what's in the textbook. He's not a frontline doctor. But shame on Trump. Shame on Trump. Should have fired the FBI. Should have been cleaned out. Head of the FBI. That should have been all people that are high character people.
Exactly.
There's enough high character people out there, specifically in the FBI, that he could have replaced that. Enough frontline COVID doctors that he could have assembled a team to be able to say, here's what the CDC is actually saying. None of it happened. None of it happened. So,
if anything is a disappointment, it's the not moving fast enough. But it's hard to blame. I mean, Trump focused on the positive, right? Mm-hmm. He focused on getting things done that were his campaign promises. You know, he focused on building the wall and getting some of that built. He focused on, getting the new NAFTA agreement, which he successfully did. He focused on peace in the Middle East, which for the large part made more progress than the last six presidents combined, right?
Yeah.
So he did a lot of things that he said he would do. Tax cuts, right? He focused on getting the tax cuts in place. So he was focusing on the positive, all at the same time while the Democrats were trying to hamstring him in every possible way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he should have brought in one of his high-level managers from his business, not Rance Priebus. Remember, Rance Priebus was the first chief of staff or whatever in inner circle. He should have never been there.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been one of his top managers, one of his businesses, or one of his sons, maybe Eric Jr., or maybe Don Jr. or Eric. And then I think you go and you say, clean out the garbage, right?
That's right.
And you let them go through and you let them fire thousands of people.
Thousands.
And that's what they really should have done.
Yes.
Thousands.
I'm
talking tens of thousands. You're gone. You're gone. Bye-bye. See you later.
Yep.
You're out. Look at your Facebook page. You're all about Hillary. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Have a nice time. But here's the good news. I'm going to get the unemployment rate down to below 4%. So you should be able to find a job in the private sector. Good luck with
that's
that, right?
Plenty
that's what he should have done, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Plenty of opportunity out there.
Plenty of opportunity out there.
It, right?
That's absolutely right. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Clown Wiggle, and this is A Place Where Money Meets Politics. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and make sure you hit the bell if you're watching us on YouTube. We appreciate it. We got to get the conservative message out there, folks. Share us as much as possible. Our website, thefinancialguys.com, if you have any specific financial questions. We are an independent firm, so it's a one-stop financial shop. We have help with Medicare, independent certified Medicare reps. We have independent certified Social Security claiming strategists if you need to pick a Social Security option. We have have auto and home. We can shop over 25 companies to save you money. So make sure you use our team as a resource, specifically if you think like us. You know, it's funny, during this election, Glenn, we've had a lot of haters that sort of mixed their way into our Facebook page and our Twitter accounts, and they threaten us. I love that. We had a lady on Facebook the other day. She said, this is a firm out of Buffalo, New York. I have no idea where she is, that is talking all about this conservative message, and we should shame them. And we're laughing. We're like, okay, do us a favor. Share that as much as possible, because some of your friends may actually be conservative with a brain, and they're going to go, oh, I love that, right? We've already made it crystal clear that if you're a liberal, we're not interested in dealing with you. So, but it just
you
gotta so
funny. Start that wall of shame. Yeah. So we got to get a Facebook. We got to get a. We'll make a hashtag liberal wall of shame, and then what we're going to do is we got to link it to our website. So we have a full page up there with picture, and it's amazing. Like, I would never in a million years, you know, drive by a business and see a Biden sign and call that business and say, how dare you? She actually called because of the socialist sign, the one lady. She said, if you don't take that socialist sign down, our sign literally said, you know, please vote, you know, against socialism or something like that. Right?
Please vote Republican, stop socialism. Yeah.
Stop socialism. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, you know, so she's calling up saying, you know, if you don't take down your sign, I'm going to add you to our list. That's literally what she said. List. Right? Could you imagine if we called it? Look, I even drive by businesses that have a Biden sign that I do business with. And if I like the people in there, I'll still do business with that place. I'm not going to say, I'm never coming in here.
Certainly
I'm
not going to shame
gonna call,
them. Yeah.
And I'm not going to add them to a list. Like, how dare you? It's to shout. These people are fascists. It's the shouting down of other people's ideas.
Yep.
And that is really the core of liberalism, right? They want to control everybody else's behavior.
They can't
stand it. If they would just mind their own business, but it's not about their own business, right? It's about everybody else's business.
Yep.
Everybody else needs to wear a mask. Did you like how they turn that around?
Yeah.
It's for everybody else's protection, right?
That's right.
It's not for you. You're selfish if you don't wear a mask because you're putting other people at risk, see?
That's right.
I have to enforce your behavior, right? We're to a point where we're so far past people living their own lives and acting of their own free will. And arguably, for the liberals, a lot of them, they've dumbed themselves down to a point where they can't make their own decisions.
Right.
They need someone to tell them what to do.
Absolutely.
They don't know if they should. These are the people that are out in the outdoors on a hiking trail wearing a mask because Governor Cuomo said.
That's right.
But they're the same people that claim that they're environmentalists, but they discard their mask on the ground on the trail, right?
That's right.
It's
That's
unbelievable.
Right. The same exact
really
people,
is.
By
the
way.
Hypocrisy.
That have never taken a dollar out of their pocket and planted a tree anywhere. Never. Right?
Yeah.
I laugh. I drive around our office. We've got Erie Community College, and they have basically cleared out every tree on the ECC campus, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, isn't there one liberal professor here that steps up and says, hey, let's plant a few trees, right? As a team building thing or whatever, right? Let's go out and build a few. Not one. You know who ended up planting those trees? Me, because I'll be sick and tired of running around seeing them. So I'll just hire some people and plant the trees for them, right? Disgusting. Let's talk a little bit about the economy, Glenn. There was an article the other day, record low employment in Buffalo, Niagara region. We are 46,000 jobs away from where we were September of last year, right? That is remarkable when you really put that into context, when you think about Erie County, who is in desperate need of growth, right? I mean, we have been continuing to shrink for years. Most of Erie County's lack of success has not necessarily been Erie County. It's been New York State and the leadership of dirtbags like Andrew Cuomo. And I'll continue to call him a dirtbag, by the way. As somebody said last week, you guys got to stop calling him a dirtbag. I'll stop calling him a dirtbag when he stops being a dirtbag. He's a dirtbag. So, So record low employment, not unemployment, employment in the Buffalo Niagara region, 46,000 jobs in September compared to a year earlier. Now, you've got, I want you to think about this, folks. Why is that? Well, we had the most repressive lockdowns in the country, right? And we literally smashed restaurants. If you look at Florida, and I'm using Florida as an example because we have offices down there, Florida did the mask thing, but the governor was smart enough to go back to 100% capacity as fast as possible, right? I think there was a 2-week lag or a 3-week lag where, you know, we weren't exactly sure in the beginning what the numbers were going to be. We were told millions of people were going to die. It's not even close. We all know that. We've been through it. But the governor down there father had a brain in his head, and he said, look, in fact, he took away the mask mandate. He sort of pushed it on the counties and said, I'll push it on the business owners. If you feel comfortable or you want to wear masks, you do it. If you don't, you don't. But at least everything was at 100% capacity. You know, I noticed in Buffalo, when you look at some of these, using restaurants as an example because they've been hit the hardest, or gyms, you know, when you're telling a business, well, you can only have 25% or 40%, or, you know, people just say, why bother? You know, we tried to help out quite a bit. My wife and I would say, all right, look, let's take the kids out to dinner just to try to get some of these places to survive. And then we'd show up and it was a 3-hour wait. And it wasn't a 3-hour wait because they didn't have space. It was a 3-hour wait because they're at 25% capacity, right? Not going to survive in that environment. And now we see the numbers down 46,000 jobs year to year. Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to come back. Certainly New York State as a whole is just a total mess. The leadership doesn't want to change. They don't care. They continue to look at the, quote, science and look the other way from it now. But now you've got Joe Biden that wants to lock the economy, the country down for 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, talk about turning the rest of the country into Erie County and New York State. And that's exactly what he wants to do. That's sad.
Well, I wonder what states like you know, governors like DeSantis would do in Florida. You know, that's the big question.
Yeah,
you know? I would hope so, right?
Yeah.
We now have free states and non-free states, right? Except this time it's reversed. It's the North that have no free states. It's the South that are the free states. And it's the truth, right? You can't – these people revel in the fact that they can control your life. They really do.
Yep.
And when you hear them talk about how many businesses they were able to close or how or shut down.
Yeah, they're proud of it.
Or take their liquor license. Yep. They're happy about it.
Yep. Yeah. And not one story, by the way, and you've been saying this for weeks, but not one story from any of them about opening. It's all constantly about closing.
It's all negative.
And when when they do open a little bit, the story then spins to, if you get out of line even a little bit, we're going back to closing. We have to phase this in 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, there was, using DeSantis as an, he right away months ago said, okay, look, we're going to do this in phases, but we're going to do this fast. It's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're going to push this as fast as possible. And then once we open, he said, we're not going backwards. I looked at the data. I've seen the numbers. I've seen how awful New York State has done with their locks down. I've seen what happens in Sweden that has opened up. And I've looked at all the countries that have had the most severe lockdowns, the harshest of lockdowns. They ended up the worst. I'm not going backwards, right? But just the opposite in the communist state of New York.
He gets it. Yeah. No doubt. Well, you know, this is the larger thing. It goes to Obama's. You didn't build that. If you got a business, you didn't make that happen.
Right.
To versus Ronald Reagan, who really understood and appreciated small business owners, who really, you know, understood that small businesses and entrepreneurship was the backbone of this country, and versus the Obama of the world, right? Who just think that, you know, if you got a business, you were just lucky. You know, you fell into it. You know, it had nothing to do with working 6 to 7 days a week. It had nothing to do with mortgaging your house and taking risk. It had nothing to do with just simply outworking and out hustling or outthinking, you know, with better ideas, somebody else. Yep. No. Somehow you just got lucky, right? You don't deserve somebody else. You need to share that. They're talking about that now, by the way, folks. They're now out in the open about this new world order global reset that, you know,
that's
up until recently was the idea of right-wing conspiracy theorists. And now suddenly you've got people like de Blasio talking about it openly. Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada flat out said it. A Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. Like, this is a golden opportunity for us to set this massive reset, which is a reset is just a redistribution of wealth, except they don't just want to do it within our country. They want to do it on a global scale. How would you feel about that, folks? They take your hard-earned money and give it to somebody who is in a war tribe in Uganda.
That's right.
You know that seriously. You
no,
know,
that's
I don't
right.
To be rude or
no.
You know, racist or don't call me that. But you know, the reality of it is that you have warring tribes, literally, in places like Africa. You have warring factions
undeveloped
in places like Afghanistan. Yep. Being honest with you, like, get yourself together, right? We've spent billions of dollars already trying to help these
trillions.
Countries. The last thing I want, trillions, is my tax dollars to go up even higher. And sadly, you know, it's funny because people like the UN administrators and bureaucrats, they say they'll be making millions of dollars a year. They're shipping champagne while people are not getting, you know,
think about dollars
that they take of ours, and probably 10 cents actually goes where it's supposed to go, I would guess, if that.
I mentioned this on Saturday, and this is really why anybody with a brain in their head should be truly disgusted. When you look at the economic numbers in the state of New York, and you look at the economic numbers in Erie County as an example, down 46,000 jobs. We have folks like Mark Poloncarz that have given themselves a raise. We have people like Andrew Cuomo that have given themselves a raise. They're not redistributing their wealth, folks. They're lining their pockets. And for those of you who say, well, Mark's doing a good job, you know what? So did all the restaurant owners. They did a great job too.
Yeah.
Guess what? They've lost everything, right? I'd have a way more respect. I might not agree with them, but if Mark handled everything the exact same way he did, but he said, you know what? I understand what these restaurants owners are going through. I'm going to donate 100% of my paycheck to 100%, by the way, not
like
10%, not 10% or 5%, 100% of my paycheck, and I'm going to struggle with you. If I'm going to shut down your businesses, if Andrew Cuomo said I'm going to take 100% of my paycheck and I'm going to give it back to this restaurant foundation, it's not going to fix everything, but it shows you I'm on the same page with you. These dirtbags gave themselves a raise, folks.
They did.
They gave themselves a raise.
Thing.
Are you not getting it?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
That's hard to believe.
Yes.
That really is hard to believe, that these guys are so arrogant that they give themselves a raise.
I'd be sick,
during
Glenn.
The time when
sick.
People are getting, you know,
that'd be
losing
sick.
Their businesses. And they plan to hold, you're right, Mike, they spend all kinds of time and effort figuring out what they're going to do when they shut things down.
That's right.
But they spent no time on talking about how to get things open.
Not a bit.
See that with the school districts, right? There was no thought about how can we get school districts open in a reasonable way. None whatsoever, right?
No, still not.
But they thought all about how they were going to close them.
Months later.
Figuring out yellow, red,
That's right.
Months later.
There's no discussion on when we're going back full time without the mask. It's all about how can we shut down? What color do we need to shut down? It's really sad. Yeah. At de Blasio, by the way, to your point, de Blasio was one of the first ones. So we remember playing the clip on radio and in our podcast, him talking about how they were going to use this crisis to change things. We can't go back the way it was. This is a great opportunity to really change the fabric of New York City. Now he did that, and he did what socialism always does, what left-wing liberalism always does. It's a mental illness, folks. It destroys everything it touches. Maybe not right away, but eventually. And now they've destroyed New York City. They've destroyed San Francisco. It's spreading. You know, that was their goal. Now, there's some positives, by the way. I go back to economics in a little bit here, but just to go back to the election, you know, every House seat that was flipped, every one of them was a GOP, a minority, or a woman, or a veteran, which I thought was pretty cool. That's sort of telling about. Now, the other thing is the Republicans now control more states than ever before in U.S. history, right? So there is some positives to what happened here. We know they stole the election on a presidential basis, right? All those ballots come in. They're only marked for Biden. Come on. Nobody thought it through and voted for one other person. We know they stole that. I will say, though, I think the fabric, and I think you're going to see this continued push, the fabric is changing, folks. The Republican Party, the conservatives, are now not white old men. They are minorities.
They are the women.
They absolutely are. And nothing.
And it's not the Republican Party, by the way. It's the Trump Party.
Let's be clear about this. That's right.
This is Trump's party now. Seriously, right?
I agree.
The Republicans, for 50 years, did very little to attract any more than 2% of the black vote.
That's right.
They didn't do anything to expand their vote among the Latino community. They didn't do anything to expand, you know, into really the women did a pretty good job, but I'll take that back. But this new party, this party of Trump, I think really transcends Republicans and Democrats. Yep. It is a very inclusive party.
Yep.
Trump has always been a very inclusive guy. Despite all the attacks of misogyny and racist and homophobia, you know, he was the first to say with his Trump Towers before he was really even a candidate, yeah, if you want, I don't care what bathroom you use.
Yeah.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah.
Do your thing, right?
Right.
I'm not, because again, it's not a conservative position or a Republican or a right side of position to tell other people how to live their life. You want to dress in a dress, go for it, right?
That's right.
Just don't tell me that I have to use whatever. Just do your thing, right?
Well, think about this.
The first one to say, I'll put a gender neutral bathroom in. It's called the family restroom. Both people use it. No big deal. It's already there. Go for it, right?
Yeah.
But he's the one who gets beat up about it. That's why I think we've expanded more you know, you saw the minority vote, the highest percentage of minority vote for a Republican candidate in 60 years.
Yeah.
That's substantial.
And talk about doing something for the black community, specifically, or the inner city community, was these opportunity zones. Ultimately, absolutely the way you stimulate economic growth, which is you make and you give people a financial incentive to invest in these communities. Billions of dollars moving into these communities, right? Billions of dollars. I can't think of a better opportunity, by the way, especially as the economy is now shifting, right? Where there's no secret, retail is dying. It's going to continue to die, but there's going to be this demand for warehouse space, right? Nothing better than taking a place like the east side of Buffalo and saying, okay, look, at if you invest and you build out this warehouse and you take this garbage property and turn it into something great, and by the way, employ the people that are right around there, why would you not, right? That's who's going to have the ultimate opportunity, is the people that live in those communities. Let's infuse some cash. Absolutely working. The other thing Trump did, and you alluded to this, it didn't matter what color you were. It didn't matter whether you were a woman or a male. He treated everybody equally. And that absolutely drove the Democrat Party crazy. And look at Andrew Cuomo is still playing. He's going to always play this race crap, right? He's doing it with this COVID now. So I'm going to hold the vaccine back only because I don't think you're going to distribute it fairly. Okay. What Andrew Cuomo is saying is, if you're black, you're not capable of going 8 miles away from your house and getting a shot somewhere. That's what he's saying. And if I, we've been saying forever, if I was a black male instead of a white male, I would be so pissed off right now. So what do you mean I can't get in a car and drive
it's
8 miles
insulting.
And get it, right? So what
it's
do you mean
like
I can't? So just because I'm black, I can't go to CVS and get a shot? Yeah, that's what he's saying. You're not capable of it. You need Andrew Cuomo and his merry band of brothers to come in specifically into your street, because you're not capable of finding out where the shot is at CVS 6 miles from your house. That's what he's saying, right? You know what Donald Trump is saying? I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap whether you're black or white. Go 8 miles and get the shot. And you know what many black people are saying? Thank you for treating me normal. Thank you. Thank you. I can go 8 miles and get the shot, right? I can figure out where my voter ID is and vote. I don't need Andrew Cuomo to tell me that, right? It's starting to shift, which I will say, if there's a positive out of all this, it's Trump has changed. And you pointed out that the Republican Party is now a Trump party. He has changed the dynamics, and that's a huge deal, right? A huge deal.
Yeah. Well, it's always about governing to the lowest common denominator, and that's a lack of leadership and a lack of intelligence. Yes. I got to be honest. And Governor Cuomo is both. He lacks the intelligence and he lacks the leadership skills to actually make a decision. Yeah. We saw that with the 25, 50, 75% closure. In 1, 2, 3 days in a row, he couldn't make a decision.
Yep.
But it's the same thing when it comes to, and I used this example on the other day, it's like if you had 100 people and they're all sick, but we only had 99 doses of a treatment. What Governor Cuomo would say, and that's what he's saying here with this vaccine, is if they all can't get it, then nobody gets it, right?
Right?
If we can't administer it equally to everybody, the rural and the urban areas, then nobody's going to get it. And that's stupid, right?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, okay, let's see here. Now, how do we solve this problem? We got 99 doses and we got 100 people. I can think of a lot of ways to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Number one, who's the least sick? How healthy are you in general? Are you strong enough to fight this off on your own?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't get the dose. We help the other 99. How about this? How about we take the 99% and we talk about it, and we take those 99 doses and we average them out. So we take a little bit from each and 10% from each, and then we add that and we make one more dose. That would work, right? We could, so theoretically, we could take 1% from each dose and make up enough to make that 100 dose, right? So there's a lot of scenarios that you can come up with that you could solve for that, right? You could maybe take one dose and split it in two and say we got two really healthy people that are not that sick, right? There's all kinds of options that you can consider, analyze, think about, and then make a decision as to what the best decision is.
But you make
the
decision.
And then you stick by it, right?
You make the decision.
You make a decision.
You don't.
It may not be the right decision. Oh, crap, those two people died.
Yeah.
I guess that was my decision. But we saved the other 98.
Yeah.
I did the best I could. He's out there this week, Mike, saying, well, you got to face up when you make an error. But I didn't make any errors.
I know.
It's like the gaslighting is insane. It's really as a parallel universe these people live in. It's almost like they're all mentally ill.
Yeah.
That somehow, and the sad thing is, a lot of people believe it.
Yeah,
you know, so it's the same people that believe that Biden came up with these, you know, now that he's supposedly elected, came up with these these cares.
Well, it's a dumbing down of America, right? ABC, NBC is running the country right now. And there's half of the country, or well, let's say 25% of this country that does the research. We've been saying this for years. Look, just because you listen to a podcast like us doesn't mean, okay, well, you listen to a podcast like us, you know everything. No, but you're getting involved. You're trying to spend your time wisely to educate yourself on what is actually happening out there. There's about 25 to 40% of this country that does none of that. They do whatever they do during the day. They go home and watch The Voice. They go to sleep. They get up in the morning, and they catch the ABC or the NBC news in the morning full of dirtbags. Not going to tell they're not going to tell you anything, right? They're going to leave the Hunter Biden story off the table. They're not going to tell you about the Biden crime family. They're just going to tell you about how great of a guy Joe is, and how Trump's a dirtbag, and he's a racist, and blah, 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 right?
They asked him five questions, Biden. Four about Trump.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah. So now we get the softballs. Like, they beat up President Trump every day with nastiness. This media.
Well, they'll still be
nasty.
Beating him up. They'll still be beating him up. Yeah. For the next 4 years.
They just throw softballs to Joe.
For the next 4 years. That's right. For the next 4 years, every question to Joe will be, how are you handling all the mistakes from the Trump administration, right? How's that going, right? To your point, by the way, of Cuomo not making a decision, his ventilator one was the best, right? I mean, so we're not going to give ventilators out because you have none? No, because we think we might need more later. But don't you need them now? Couldn't you just reuse them? Oh, well, yeah. But again, they don't call him out on it. Looking back at the economy, by the way, and we've been getting a lot of calls about, you know, what if Biden does win? What if this Trump, the lawsuits don't go through? Do I sell all my stocks? You've got to be really careful about that, folks. You know, we've been saying this mental illness called liberalism takes time to soak into an economy. And Glenn, you did a lot of research about the Community Reinvestment Act when we were going through the subprime mortgage market and the crisis. And that took decades to to push itself through the economy. But, you know, this actually reminds me a lot of Carter, Clinton, Obama, Biden. And what I mean by that is now I'm hearing Biden already going back to, I'm going to beef up Obamacare. So what these liberals do is when one of them gets into office, i.e. Jimmy Carter, they throw this stuff out there. And then later on, when one of these liberals gets back into office, they sort of unpackage it again. And that's what they're going to try to do with Obamacare, right? They're going to try to unpackage it. They're going to try to cram it with all this stuff. I've already heard him talking about Medicare for people that are 60 plus instead of 65 plus. So they'll add on to this. And then, you know, at some point, the conservatives will get back in. They'll take away some of it, but not all of it. We've got, we've been calling them Democrat light forever. So look, Obamacare will not blow up when Biden gets into office on January 21st or 20th, if that's what ends up being the case. It's not going to blow up in 22 or 23. It's going to blow up in 33. It's going to blow up in 43. That's when it'll blow up. We'll hand the mess to our kids. You know, they'll just keep adding on to the debt. The debt doesn't matter until it matters, and it'll blow up at some point in the future, right? So
the market's rallying because of the government money, I think. You know, the markets rallying right now because it's thinking
record amount of cash
free
on the sideline.
Yeah, record amount of cash. Money from government, right? They're thinking that they're gonna, you know, now that we got a potentially a Biden, you know, with the Congress, the Republicans in the Senate will be forced to pass some stimulus, and that's gonna be free money. They're floating the idea of shutting down the economy for 6 weeks and just paying people to stay home.
There's
the thing. These idiots, and they are idiots, let's be honest here.
Yes.
They have no understanding of supply chains or economics.
No.
Whatsoever,
none,
right?
None.
They have no understanding.
None.
A grocery store does not have capacity to hold 6 weeks worth of food
right.
so they can stock up
none.
And well, wait until everyone gets their check. And
not a clue.
You have no idea. You want to see lines go for miles and food run out?
Not
you are setting yourselves up for bread lines and soup lines a la 1933 or the 1930s in Germany when they had wild inflation, right?
Yep.
That's what you're setting up for. These people, though, on the left, they are economically illiterate.
Right.
They have no understanding of how things actually work in this country. And I got to be honest, I don't think people are going to go through it. One more thing quick on the election, though, we can go back to the thing. And I don't, you know, Sidney Powell yesterday, she's a pretty respectable attorney. She came out and said they've got the evidence.
Yeah.
They have got.
Oh, they better get moving to get it out there.
Both were switched.
Yeah.
They've got about 2 weeks before they start to certify stuff.
That's right.
I still have a glimmer of hope that Trump is going to flip this. If anything would happen in 2020 crazy, that would be it, right?
Yeah, there was a.
But at this point, the cities will burn. Because thanks to the Democrats and thanks to the
they've already called it.
Media, they've already called it.
Yeah.
And by the way, what happened with the million MAGA march and the fact the media's not covering, the Civil War has started, folks.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, conservatives have had enough. enough.
I hope
right?
so.
You're going to start seeing shootings.
Certainly, nobody wants to see that.
I hope you're right about the conservatives having had enough.
I hope you're right about that because they've been pushed to the edge time and time again, right? How many times have you heard, boy, if Biden wins, the Trump supporters are going to riot? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they haven't rioted yet, but I got to tell you, we're getting pretty angry.
You've got Biden supporters that for the last year, if not 2 years, have literally burned down and smashed community yep. after community after community. And now you've got Joe going, let's get together and heal. Let's get together. Yeah. It's my job to bring everybody together. No job. No, Joe, your job was to do that 2 years ago before they started burning everything down, right? You and Obama, you and your supporters could have very easily said, this is not the way to handle things. Instead, you and your buddies like de Blasio said, well, I'm proud of my daughter for smashing things. I don't know.
That's right.
Sounds good.
I'll fan the flames.
Yeah, I'll fan the flames.
By the way, sad thing like, is that the liberals are so dumb, they don't understand that these people come for them too, right? So they threw a big firework into a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And how do they know that people there aren't like Biden supporters? Like, they don't know, right?
That's right.
So you're sitting in a restaurant, you're a Biden supporter.
They don't care what they're doing. They attack whoever. Yeah.
They don't care.
I can tell you, though.
If I'm in that restaurant and you start throwing fireworks or incendiary devices in my way,
I'm coming back out. I take that as a threat.
I'm going to probably shoot you.
That's right.
I'm not even going to leave my table. I'm probably just going to shoot you right where I'm sitting. It's just going to be the end of it right there.
And I'll face the jury.
You start throwing explosive devices in my direction, that's a threat to my life and my family's life, whether it's a grave bodily injury from my injuries or burn marks or whatever, or potential death.
Yep.
And I take that very seriously. So. Yep. I think that's where we have to go in this country, and I hate to say that. I don't want to go there because I think it's bad, but I think that's where we're going, and I think that we're going there because of the Democrats and because of the liberal left and the fact that the media isn't calling out.
Yep.
And the prosecutors aren't prosecuting, right? No. They brought them right back out on the street.
The prosecutors aren't prosecuting. The judges aren't doing garbage, right?
No.
You've still got a whole front line of judges out there, liberal judges. We have a lawsuit against Andrew Cuomo. They haven't even looked at it yet. It's been a month. It was about a month. 2 months?
Yeah.
I mean, you mean to tell me that this is such an important thing? And even the judge in the beginning said, I understand how important this is. I'm going to try to push it through. Right. So he set it on his desk and pushed it aside. And he'll push it aside as long as he possibly can until hopefully some of this stuff will go bye-bye, the vaccine will come out, and he can say, well, did his best, right? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. We're going all over the place here. By the way, if you're just telling me, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Make sure you hit the bell if you're watching on YouTube. We really appreciate that. Got to get that conservative message out there. And our website, thefinancialguys.com. You know, when it comes to COVID, Glenn, and the economy, I was talking Saturday on the radio show. I said, I compare it to an alcoholic. And Hayflick's like, what?
Yeah.
I said, well, if you look at an alcoholic, right in the beginning, they have drinks and they drink and they like, you know, alcohol. And then there's some point where you start to get dependent on it, right? And then what happens is you have to wake up in the morning. And this is how government spending is with these liberals, right? In the beginning, it's like, yeah, we'll take a little bit. We'll do some. We'll do a little bit of this. But then at the you wake up in the morning, you're dependent on it. You have to have it, right? Well, that's how they are now, right? You have to have it, and which is all fine, right? What happens with an alcoholic is they wake up in the morning, they have a beer, and their system is right back. They're okay, right?
Yeah.
But at some point, it catches up to you. At some point, all that debt, all those morning drinks catch up to you. And eventually, your liver says, you know what? Boy, those morning drinks were really good, but it's not going to make it anymore, right? And I feel like that's where we are with COVID. Like, these Democrats wake up and they go, well, we'll just throw some more money at it. We'll just throw some more money at it. No problem, right? Yeah, just wake up in the morning, have a Miller Lite. You'll be fine. And throughout the day, if you need another one, have another one, right? Just throw more debt at it. Just throw more debt. And by the way, in the economy, in the short term, we are absolutely at the spot where we're getting that morning beer. We're getting that money. So you look at the economy and you go, wow, man, everything's good. The stock market's good. Everything's great, right? You got the morning beer. You got the morning beer. At some point, it's going to catch up to us. And by the way, don't go out and sell your stocks tomorrow. The morning beers are good. These people, the cash is on the sidelines, right? Everything's fine. You can still operate. You can still function. But sometimes it takes a person 20 years for that to catch up, 30 years, right? In our economy, it's probably going to be a longer transition. At some point, the liver of America, the liver of society, will fail, and it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a global global rebalance of this debt. And for those people that say debt doesn't matter, it absolutely does. At some point, we either need conservative leadership to right the ship, right? Conservative leadership to step up and say, look, I know you like your morning beer, I know you like your afternoon wine, and I know you like to go into the night having fun, but if we change this now, if we start to bring you back, you'll be okay in the long term. But if we don't, eventually your liver is going to die out. And so at some point, you know, and we've talked about this, a lot of people believe that this is a strategy, right? Bankrupt the world and start over. Yeah. And it could be.
That's what they want.
The Claude Piven strategy.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they want, right? They want to just tear it down and say, well, you know what? We just got to get rid of all this money and take everything you've saved. And we're just going to set Kamala Harris did the best video. She just nailed it, right? So, well, some people start out further behind than other people. And so that's just not right.
No.
Everyone's got to start out at the same point.
That's right.
What does that mean? So that means, we're going to take money from those that have earned it, right? So let's say you have $1 million and your neighbor has $100,000 saved up.
Right.
Are you now going to take $500,000 or $450,000 from your neighbor and give it to your put it to the other neighbor so they both have, $550,000?
What about the fact that we did a study years ago? Remember, it was like the top 20 wealthiest clients, and I think 18 of them grew up in poor families. 18 out of the 20 grew up in poor families. So,
that's the thing.
So how does that happen? How far back do you go to start things over again?
That's one of the great things about America, right? Yeah. Is you have the opportunity for economic mobility more so than any other country in the world. And so to put that video out, if that's her belief and her viewpoint, number one, it's completely wrong. It's completely ignorant, right? It's absolutely false.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what liberals will work off. They work off of false narratives and then they build off them, right? Hands up, don't shoot. Systematic racism in police departments, right? The targeting of unarmed African Americans. These are all false narratives. None of these things are true, right? But yet they have built off of them. They have the Black Lives Matter has built a $1 billion+ war chest off of a completely false and fake narrative that more unarmed Black people die in this country than anybody else. It's not true.
Not true.
Although they have built an entire movement.
They commit more crimes.
And $1 billion+ war chest based off of a false narrative.
Black males create more do more crimes than white males do as a percentage of the overall population, but they don't get killed more by police officers. That's for sure. All right, let's wrap this up. You know, just a food for thought here as we wrap up. It is Thanksgiving coming up. Just know that if you're in New York, you're not allowed to have more than 10 people now in your house.
Yeah, so, but they will. Like the California governor, he's great, isn't he? He's out with lobbyists. He's telling you can't have more than 10 people in your house, but he's out with lobbyists.
Lighthouse the same way. Do you see that champion?
Unreal.
She's, by the way, she's screaming into a microphone without a mask, right? Like screaming into a microphone. Thousands of people there doesn't seem to be a problem, but if you want to have grandma and grandpa and 11 family members over your house, you're now being told.
Your neighbors are telling them.
By the way,
they're telling people in New York to turn in their neighbors. No joke.
Mark my words, by the way, because I said the masks will cause more COVID than it stops. I still believe that. Yeah. We're going to continue to see studies after study of people, because here's why. Let me explain it to you real quickly again. First of all, it's not healthy. Your immune system's getting crushed. The second thing is you stop at a Starbucks, you grab your coffee that's got the COVID on it, and then you grab your mask and you touch your mask and you make sure that you really breathe that COVID in, right? So the next thing we'll find out, by the way, mark my words, is that by ending things like Bills games and Sabres games and concerts, what you're having is more house parties now. People didn't stop gathering together. They're just saying, you know what? Instead of going to the Bills game, I use me as an example. When I go to the Bills game, I'm usually going with my daughter, Olivia, right? It's just her and I. We tailgate before. We might, I will bring hot chocolate or whatever. We'll just stop at Subway, whatever. It's usually just her and I. Then we go into this big stadium, and never once do I remember spitting on any of my neighbors or anything, but it's usually a really open space, right? I mean, New Era Field's a pretty open space.
Stadium.
Yeah, it's an outdoor stadium. And it's her and I giving each other high fives, hopefully as they score, right? Or being disappointed as a Bills fan and leaving early, right? But now what people are doing is instead of going there, they're saying, you know what? Why don't I invite 20 of my friends over and have a party at my house? So now you've got 20 people congested in a house watching the Bills game together. These people just have no common sense. Zero
That's
common
right.
sense.
No
Zero
idea.
Common sense.
Well, the thing that you're going to, but the sad thing is people actually are listening. I was talking to somebody recently and they have family in New York. They're not in New York. And they were saying to me, they live in Florida. And they were saying, yeah, my cousin can't get together with their brother-in-law. Like,
you know, whatever, like, could you imagine
I'm
that?
Like, I'm sorry, what was that? Well, the rules of New York. I'm like, the rules of New York?
Right.
Why do you care about the rules of New York? Why would you listen to that?
That's right.
But they're like, well, you know, but people do. People yep. are like, they're just, people in general are rule followers, right? They want to, like I said, they want to be told to do,
yep.
right? And they're going to be just, even the conservatives, half the people in life, right? I always say this, is a good partner of ours, Brian Breisinger, and I made a whole poster out of this, why Kelsey made the poster, really. I gave him the idea, but she did a great job with it. He called it the Breisinger Matrix of Life, right? There are three types of people, he says, in this life, and only three. I believe this. There are the people that make it happen, the people that that make excuses why it doesn't happen, and the people that wonder what the hell just happened.
Yep.
And I made it into a pyramid because certainly, by and large, the majority of people are at the bottom. It's the biggest, the base of the pyramid is the majority of people in this world. And they're just going along. Yep. You know, they go to their office 9 to 5. They go back home. They're told what to do. If the governor says put a mask on, they put a mask on. If the governor says hop on one foot, rub your head, and pat your belly, they would do it,
yep.
right? They would do it. They would stand there. If the governor said put a tinfoil hat on your head and cluck like a chicken because yep. that's going to get yep. rid of COVID, there would be mass people yep. in the streets with tinfoil on their head clucking like chickens.
And if other people did it, well, even more so, right? Boy, the more the merrier, right? I don't want to yep. fight with anybody. I just wear the mask. Okay.
It's the power of suggestion. There was yep. a great video that Prudential put out years ago that was done by like a hidden camera thing in the 70s. And the power of suggestion and just screwing with people and elevators and things like that and watching how people just
yep.
want to conform. People yep. want to conform.
By the way,
that's a dangerous scenario.
It is a dangerous scenario. And you know, the hope is that at some point enough people get a brain and start taking these masks off and the herd mentality follows them. But we'll see. I certainly think in New York is a total mess. For those of you who are watching down in states like Florida, continue to buy your real estate. It'll continue to appreciate over time. it was funny because I was talking about somebody asked me the other day, said, Mike, you know, if New York's so bad, why are places like Buffalo having success with the real estate market? And I said, well, you should listen to the show more, because Glenn and I actually talked about that months ago. We said there will be pockets of success in New York. There will be people leaving the city and moving back to where their roots are, right? They know where their family's in Buffalo. So the city is a total disaster. I think there's now up to something like 15,000 vacant apartment buildings. Rents are going down. Certainly when it comes to real estate, whether it's a commercial or residential now in the city, it's a mess. But there'll be some pockets of victory in the state, right? It'll be more expensive. Taxes are going to go up. But property values will probably eventually decline or stay even. And you know, as everybody else in the country, gets benefits from the appreciated real estate. But there'll be pockets of success, whether it's Buffalo or Syracuse or some of these small town, Rochester maybe. But the overall state will continue to decline and continue to be a mess, and that's a real shame. All right.
You're gonna see these urban cores, I think, is hollow out.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna see places like Chicago, downtown Buffalo, which was seeing a massive resurgence. You're gonna see them, if they don't get this violence under control.
Yep.
You're gonna see the hollow right out. Nobody right. wants to put up with that. No. Nobody wants to take their family down to dinner with the threat of somebody throwing an explosive device, incendiary device in between the tables with the family.
Yep.
That's just not cool.
That's right. So, that's right. And unfortunately, the leadership there is not the Rudy Giuliani leadership that says, you know what, we're going to end this pretty quick and put some of America's finest on the streets. They're doing just the opposite. They're saying it's your fault for trying to have a nice peaceful dinner and behave in society. How dare you? Yeah, right. Yeah. Privilege. Yeah, that's right. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, our website, thefinancialguys.com. And don't forget anything when it comes to you and your money. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. Whether it's Medicare planning, we have AHIP certified independent Medicare experts. Home and auto, we have over 25 different companies that we could shop to save you money. Chartered financial analysts, certified financial planners. We are a one-stop financial shop. Use us as a resource. God bless. We'll see you next week.